Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Kara Connor, and welcome to the Kara Connor Show. This is a talk show where I will share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoding our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me, as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any more question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the first question that's on your mind. You could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up those phone lines right after the first break. And tomorrow is our second series of the Abundance Class. This is from the 2012 series, series number 3, Tools for Transformation. Abundance, our divine birthright, our next evolutionary step. We started this last week, and all this started from the gold coin readings, where I was shown by my guides last year around this time how people react when I put gold coins energetically in their etheric body. And many people, and I'd have to say 98% of the people, blocked the money. And they showed me all different stories of how they would block it. I saw people that had, it looked like their body was all burnt, like sunburn and really bad skin burns. And that they told me that they get burned with money. I saw people see that they get annihilated with money, that they get all these different symbols, and how they're showing me unconscious belief patterns that they're still directing their life force and that they're literally blocking out money. So the good news is that when you're able to identify what your core beliefs are and those unconscious patterns, and we pull them up and we take them out, we clear them out of your energy field, it's kind of like taking a tumor out of your energy, etheric body. And when we take the tumor out, all those other pathways and roadways that literally can have thousands of tubes to it, literally hundreds of thousands, that are blocking, again, abundance. And this is particularly looking for money because, as I said before, this is our birthright. It's part of our next evolutionary step. Abundance is part of, we're supposed to have flow in life, and flow is money, and money is energy, as everything in this universe is energy. But money has a bad rap, you could say. And we've been programmed individually and collectively for thousands of years that money can be the root of all evil, or money is dirty, or money can't be spiritual and have money. Or I've seen people that are still putting energy into vows that they've taken of poverty and celibacy in past lives, and it's still affecting this incarnation now. So we're addressing that through this 3-series class, which started last week, but you could always join because you get an MP3 of the class, you don't miss anything, you get the attunements. And this week, this Tuesday, June 5th, we're going to be discussing what I call the future. This is where we're going to be talking about our collective, greatest collective fear of success and how that affects our energy body, the generational patterns that are ingrained in our field, and how to identify your generational patterns so you could look at that and, again, turn them around. How does the infinite potential look within our energy fields? How does the future look within your energy field so you could get a really good vision of it, and you get to know what it looks like, and you get to work with it so it becomes more palpable to you, so you get more of those senses around, it becomes more real to you. And then that activates the infinite possibilities and potentials, and then activating our front fibers or our future. And so the more we get to know ourselves as energy bodies and we get to see ourselves as energy bodies, the more we are proactive in being able to release those blocks and be able to manifest our what we're desiring, the health, wealth, and wisdom. Wiseness is what I call it. So we're going to be covering that tomorrow. And the next class is on the following Tuesday, and that would be on June 12th. And we're going to be covering the title is what I call the now. And this is the human being versus the human doing. We're going to discuss that, creating the energetic grid of what I call the holy grid, holy grail posture, the energetic posture of mastery. And that's literally an energy posture that you learn to do within your energy field. It's like a martial arts literal pattern that opens you up to be grounded, to be much more open energetically, to receiving, and to be, a lot of times people are putting out too much energy. That's the human doing part. So it's reminding ourselves to be anchored, to be centered in the now, and that opens and balances our give and receiving ability in our energy field. And then we're going to activate what I call, again, the holy grail container within your energy field so you could become the container to hold that money. I see many people let money slip right through their hands, or opportunities slip through their hands. And so we're putting an energetic, you call it safety net, within energy field to stop those leaking. And so that's the classes that are coming up, and they are from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not available that time, again, remember that you can listen to this, the playback number. You get it automatically when you sign up for the class. And all of these series are just $33 or $15 a class. And so that's a really unbelievable price, $11 a class, to change your life and change your attitude about money. So that's what that's coming up tomorrow. Also, the next Mini Lightstream Live is on June 29th. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's when you could come in person or by telephone. And in Mini Lightstream Live, everyone's guaranteed a reading. We limit the spot to 8 people only. Before, I used to take 10. Now I'm limited to 8, and that every single person, again, gets a reading. And a lot of people like to listen to other people's readings because they learn something about their own self or about their energy fields in general when they're listening to other people's readings. So you can join up for that. Again, that's from June 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. And for the rest of the year, those are on the schedule. It's usually the last Friday of the month, and those get booked up quite early. So if you're thinking about it, you could just ask Wendy or look at the other months when we're having it, so you could sign up. Better to sign up tentatively than not. We also extended our remote readings to 45 minutes and 1 hour. Before, I was doing them for 20 minutes and 30 minutes. We've gone on for 45 minutes and an hour. And a remote reading is when you don't have to sign up for a session, and it's like a regular reading. You could ask questions if you want. Many people write a lot of questions out, and then they send them to me, and then I'll tape it, and you receive the CD of the recording of the session. And also, I always like to teach and empower, so you get energy exercises that are directly for your energy and the things that came up in the session. So they continue to allow the healing and balancing to realign yourself. So those are the remote readings. And for this month, for the month of June, we're doing $25 off of the 45-minute one and $50 off the hour session. So there's the remote readings, $25 off the remote reading, 45-minute, and an hour remote reading is $50 off. So you could take advantage of that throughout the month of June. And people that have had readings before and they understand that a remote reading is not any different from if you're on the phone, they like it when they're on a different time zone. Some people I get are calling me from Australia, they're calling me from New Zealand, Japan. So the time zones don't interfere with the remote because you don't physically, again, have to be on the phone. And that, when I do balancing too, which means healing, and that doesn't make a difference if you're not on the phone, a lot of people are starting to become more aware that we are energy and that we are profoundly affecting each other, and we're going to become more aware of this. Many people are waking up, and they can't deny anymore that they're affecting their life, that every single thought, word, and deed is creating their own life. And so they're taking more accountability and responsibility and looking at things in their life that they don't like, and they say, how could I change this? And so the collective is waking up. And so as they continue to wake up, as you continue to clear, it's going to change, again, every aspect of your life. And so we want to talk about empowerment. We want to talk about being able to work with this energy that's increasingly coming down into our energy fields, down to our physical body, literally lightening us up. And as it lightens it up, it just pierces through the veil. So a lot of people are familiar with the word the veil, and the veil makes us blocked from our higher knowledge, our higher guides, seeing the guides and angels and even family members or animals. And as that veil gets thinner, we're able to take in more of the energy. And the more we take it in literally to our physical body, the more we are balanced. So we could really feel like the angel having the human experience, let's say. And we're going to continue to, again, have these energetic shifts that are going to be helping us for the rest of our lives, to be honest. This is what we came down here to do. And especially this life in particular, we knew that the golden age was coming, and that grids were set down for it. And that golden age is when we go beyond duality, we go beyond chaos, we go beyond disease, we go beyond karma. And all of that we're witnessing in our lifetimes. And so it's an amazing time to be alive, and it's an amazing time to witness this birth of us remembering, again, that we're the angels having the human experience, and that we can step into that energy that's miraculous. Like, miracles are everyday occurrences. They're not something that everyone has every once in a while or that you read about. This is part of our blueprints is what it is. And so we're tapping into what I call our original blueprints, which literally is a body, energy body that's totally open, that's grounded, and has a very high frequency. So we go beyond the limitations. We go beyond the fear. And the more we are able to do that, the more we see life totally different. It's really embodying when Jesus said, be in this world and not of it. And so we're going to give you any kind of tools, any kind of downloads, any kind of attunements that will help you be able to live and see like that. And that's what gives me a lot of joy. So that's why we have a lot of different classes set up for the rest of the year to help you do that, and different broadcasts. And speaking of broadcasts, a lot of people ask me, how did you get international? How do you have clients all over the world? And I started out by doing the radio. And so if you have a product, if you have a service, if you have something, event that you would like to advertise, and you want to start off with having a commercial, contact us at union1111@yahoo.com, and we'll get you all set up with that. And that was the biggest thing for me to get up and to get to have an international client clientele list. And a lot of times people are saying, what's my next step? And they're a little bit afraid to do the radio part. We'll walk you right through it. And the radio shows are heard throughout the world, and so you get a lot of recognition. So again, if you have a product, if you have a service that you'd like to take that next step and get some more exposure, the radio is a perfect way to do it, and especially my shows are heard throughout the world, and so you get a lot of recognition. You get to take advantage of the 10 years of what I've been doing on building up the shows, and so you get the door open for you. And so that's the next step that for a lot of people, they're ready to take that next step. So if you have any kind of questions, you could email union1111@yahoo.com. My assistant is Wendy, and we could walk you right through that. I'm encouraging you to a lot of people to do that, because I see many people standing in the doorways and they want to take that next step again in their business. They have a product or a book, and so it's a great way to do it. I heard my bell, and so we're going to go to our next first break, and we're going to come back with those open phone lines. You're listening to The Carol Conner Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Conner joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Conner.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy isn't. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Carol Connor Show, and we're here with open phone lines to the top of the hour. So that means you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
We'll do. We'll start things off this week. We'll take Trish. She's calling in from Providence, Rhode Island, and she's looking for a new job. So, Trish, welcome to the Carol Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. I'm looking for a new job, as Benny said, and I'm wondering when I might find the right opportunity.
Okay. What I'm seeing, Trish, is that especially your energetic posture, I see the right side of you. It looks like you're stepping on this step and your hand is going over your eyes. Like imagine somebody actually has a real power of imposture. So the right side is the energy we're putting out to the world side. I'm encouraging you to take your hand away from your forehead because it means like you're looking. Imagine you looking out for at the horizon. And so that is an empowered posture, but it also means like a little bit of fear going into, how about if I don't get a job? And especially when I look at the back of your, the right side of your energy field, it looks like a bubble or a cloud that holds from past experience. And what was going on in March of this year?
That's when I got laid off.
Okay. All right. Because there's an energetic cloud, Trisha, that we're taking away that's on that right side. And especially where that right side is, like unconscious patterns, subconscious patterns. And so that no way when we get laid off can it not just stir up a lot of fear, right? And just really kind of kick up even old patterns. So I'm literally going into that part of your energy field and we're clearing that off. So as soon as I do that, I replace right over you the energy of the sun. So imagine the sun or a spotlight that's over the top of your head going all the way down to the bottom of your feet and then putting this energy around the bottom of your feet, which really anchors you into, it's like really creating a strong magnetic pull for you to get a job. And then when I look at the nitty-gritties of when a job comes in, I'm seeing, especially in the energy of the third week of June in particular, I'm watching, it looks like a Rolodex that keeps on going around and around, and I'm watching you doing a lot of making a lot of phone calls, or I'm seeing on the internet making a lot of, like I'm watching your fingers tapping a lot, so that's very good. When I get to the energy of August, I see that the job search is behind you. So don't get into the thing of, oh my God, I have to wait till August, because the doors can be well open by the time of third week of June in particular is a huge opening for you. Okay?
Great. Is there anything else I should be doing? Or
that? Well, I tell everybody that we cannot everything is energy, and that cloud could have really prevented some opportunities from coming in. It could create energetic static. So I would really encourage you to daily really pay attention to your energy field. Put a goal light around you. Get into some sort of energy exercise discipline. And we want to think about that as we do bathing ourselves and taking a brush in our teeth, even if you have to put Post-its all around your house at first, and to see, tap into yourself and say, what is my energetic posture? Am I cloudy, or is my energy signal loud and clear? Am I staticky or clear? Even if we think like that, like ask a question mark and make a little symbol, staticky or clear, because the clearer we are, the more flow it is in our life. It's as easy as that, but it doesn't mean that it's simple all the time. So using a lot of gold with yourself too, putting yourself in a gold or yellow light is really important for you, and going right down to your center, right down the third chakra, because it looked like it got deflated and the wind got knocked out of it with the the being laid off in March, and it really goes back to old patterns of when you were 4 to 6 years old. So you want to feel really strong in your foundation is what it comes down to, Trish. So energy alignment to do that. Any kind of energy exercise is really important for you. The point is to practice doing it, and that's for all of us, okay?
So does that mean that people that I spoke to who I thought would call me back, I had really positive response from, by that clearing, is it a possibility they...
Absolutely, absolutely. Because everyone reads energy. And so I always love the stories of I have a lot of actors and clients. And I had this one woman that was, when I look in her energy field, she was a phenomenal actor, teacher. And she had, success right in her hand. Her mom had success. She knew all the right people. But I always saw the doors getting closed with her because unconsciously she had more fear as that the rug was going to get pulled out. Her great-grandmother had great success, then she was kicked off the stage. And so she heard that story since she was a little girl. So she held more energy into that, and it kept on hovering the success over her. So everyone reads energy, right? And so you definitely want to get into a good energetic habit. And those people that you contacted before, they could pick up on the static is what I call it. Again, the miscommunication. So you could recontact them again, and you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, right?
Right.
Very good. So,
all right, thank you.
Keep up the good work. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Trish, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll hit up Mystic, Connecticut with Kristen. She's calling in. She had a question about a recent move she had, Carrie. So let's see. Kristen, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. It's similar to the last caller. My husband has been applying for a job in California, and he's done this several times over the last, I would say, 4 to 5 years. And this most recent interview he had began in November, December this year, and it looked very promising, but there's been many delays in letting him know, and now it's looking iffy. And I have been doing a lot with creative visualization, asking for the highest and best good, and it just feels like there's some kind of block for us to move on. I feel like we're supposed to move on, but I feel like there's a big block around there.
When I look at your husband's energy field, 2 feet out in front of him to 4 feet all through his emotional body, it looks all shaky. And so and that shaky definitely would create static, and that static would create that holding pattern, right? And then every single time, at 4 to 5 years is a huge, long time for us to keep on having. It's like a great big hook that's out in front of him that he sees, feels, or senses, and he's a starving fish, and he can't get to it, you know? So it creates more energetic tension. And I'm also seeing a very strong, is his father crossed over?
No.
Okay, there's a male coming in that's the father energy. So was he close to a paternal grandfather? Because this guy wants to be known.
Yes,
but
he is.
Okay,
he was very close to a maternal grandfather.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm going that this guy is calling himself father. So if anybody ever reads him again and says the father, it's definitely that grandfather. And he is, first of all, given him the numbers of 222, wants to give him this. A lot of times they like to give us number smells in birds to let us know that they're around. And he is backing him up as far as going right behind your husband's back and putting his shoulders back and really pumping up his own third chakra and creating this, acting like a window washer and clearing out the emotional stuff that comes up with him from the past experiences. And so he would also, not only I'm seeing that you're doing a lot of the energy work as far as the creative visualization and all that, which is great, but also I would encourage him to get in on it, you know, that he's got to hold some of that weight of that, because I look right down at his root chakra and it looks like it's going like a V shape. And so part of his energy is getting to his emotional body and getting to the gerbil rides, the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And so think of this is a great time for new beginnings. The spring is, summer is literally starting for both of you to look at this as summer solstice. And actually, literally today is full moon ending with an eclipse. And so think of that. You talk to him today, say, this is the end. Full moon means ending, closing of us having like this jaw pattern that's just holding, being right in our face. And it looks like it gets taken away from us because his energy is starting to contract and waiting for what I call the awful. So it's really like this big shoe in his energy field. And he's waiting for the shoe to drop. And his energy is on that fight or flight or contractive posture. And that spills over to your whole family. It's hard not to do this, right? And your energy, you're very sensitive, you're very intuitive, and part of your defense mechanism is you go up to the spiritual bodies, and so you want to ground here, literally in the physical 3D world, and really do a lot of grounding exercises. Take this today as, again, a full moon closure of this was a past cycle that you guys were in, but now you're open up to new cycles, new beginnings, because the grandfather's message is don't give up. I'm hearing him sing Don't Give Up on a Baby, and he's singing all these commercials and songs, so I'd encourage your husband to look at auditory messages through radio, through TV, because his grandfather's saying, letting him know that things will change, especially big time. And all of a sudden I saw this baseball kind of going right in your husband's third chakra, and this, again, the energy of end of July, August, and I'm here and take me out to the ball game. So this, your grandfather, his grandfather wants him to remember to play, because he could get too tight, and to be young like a kid, play, have fun, and be light, do anything that makes him have fun. And going back to, did he have any baseball experiences that knocks the wind out of him? Because he's going way back to when he was a younger kid, and the grandfather says that there's generational patterns where men look like they had this golden touch where they're able to manifest to make things happen, and then all of a sudden they lost the power, is what the grandfather says. So he's definitely heard stories of that, and so it's as part of his karmic, you could say, pattern to break, to feel like he is the golden touch again, that Midas touch, and to realize that everything he touches is gold, or see him have the job and put it behind him, as far as feel it supporting him literally behind his back. So the job that he's looking for, he's not bending so much toward the future for. And that goes back to as far as with your energy too. So think of today as new days, new beginnings. Imagine you're getting handed this new book that has a clean sheet of paper, new script for yourself, and that it doesn't have any of the hangover of the past several years. And this, again, Kristen, goes back to your history too, as far as any time that you felt emotional high hopes and then disappointment, because you come in with a high optimism, and your emotional body takes it really like a hit when you don't have it. Like you get into, I'm doing all the right things, or I call it the right to life issues of why do bad things happen to good people, and why good people, it seem like they have to struggle, you know? So you're clearing out all those kind of patterns in any direction, space of time, outside time, which opens up new beginnings for them. And what else is, is he truly into going out to California?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I just got pulled down to, like, Virginia Beach, and I don't know, or South Carolina, North Carolina, and I don't know if that's a past experience or if he literally had to go. I'm seeing Navy yards, and I don't really know where Navy yards are, but I just got pulled down to that area, and it felt like, again, something of his past. So if he ever got had experience in the past, was looking at a job in the past, but when I put him out to California, just look at his energy body, and I want to see if his heart opens. It doesn't open up. It curls around. So that part of that is his having a defense posture when somebody keep 4 to 5 years is a long time to keep on getting the wind knocked out of you, and so he's creating this, it looks like these arms go around this great pillow, and he's hiding his heart. He's putting like a pillow around his heart so he doesn't feel like he gets whacked again, you know? And that,
when you say that, it gets really hard. Like, I can feel myself contracting.
Absolutely. And that's what the whole message is of, and even getting through for today, is that this is a full moon eclipse. Eclipse brings an extra intensity of energy. So you're using your knowledge and saying, all right, this was the past, and I'm ending this. I'm closing this. Literally even light a candle and blow it. And when you're blowing it, you're intending to blow away any of the past experience. And now you guys are open up to new beginnings, new times, and talk to him straight out and saying, do you really want to go to California? And there's no judgment. There's just like laying it on the table. You know what I mean? Saying, what are his hopes, dreams, and desires that go beyond California? Because energetically, we want to be open to infinite possibilities and potentials. And if you're just putting all your tubes right to California or all your energy, it's blocking out other experiences where you could go down to North Carolina and South Carolina and make your way out west. But the first stop, I call it like bridger opportunities that could lead us to better jobs than we ever have. So we want to be open to the job, but be flexible in what it is. You know what I mean? It's like we really can have the opportunity where a lot of times we undercut our potential because we are going back on our past experience. So you want to have a new beginnings that are not based on past experiences and really work on healing that. And whenever you feel yourself or your husband going back to thinking of the past, you want to align yourself with right into the now and say that was then, and now you're standing in the grounds, and both of you talk and talk about what your dreams are, Kristen, too. Not only about his, it's like yourself individually and also collectively as a couple and as a family, where you see yourself.
And thank you so much.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're welcome. You have a great day, Kristen, okay?
All right. Okay. Yep. I guess that'll do it for her. Conveniently, she just bounced at the right time. So what we'll do, Carrie, we'll head off to a quick little break. And, of course, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show right here on 1150 KKNW. And give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever come back, cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're with you to the top of hour taking your phone call. So you can dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
We'd love to do that. We'll take Tanya. She's calling in from Santa Barbara, and she just recently got back from a trip from Hawaii. I'm jealous. It's not fair. I guess we'll just move on from there. Everyone knows how I feel at this point. But she actually felt a little bit sick while she was there energetically. She wants to know maybe if you saw anything into that. So, Tanya, explain a little further what was going on, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, Carrie, while I was there, I was on the Big Island, I picked up on such unsettled energy. It was really deep, fear, sadness, foreboding, awful. And it came over me a couple of times, once in the volcano area that was really strong, and north of Hilo. I don't know if it came and went for the whole time. I just couldn't wait to leave. And I really don't think I was projecting this.
Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
Never. First trip.
Okay. All right. Because what I'm seeing on half of your body on the left side, it was a huge release of you literally releasing lifetimes when you were there and working with a lot of ancient energy. I'm seeing like Lemurian times, ancient times that you were looked like a priestess or had this energy, healing energy, and that things turned very quickly. So part of it was the releasing of what I call ancient artifacts, ancient histories in our energy field that have had a profound effect on us, because there's a lot of tubes that go right to your third chakra and second chakra, and actually a lot of heartache there, a lot of grief, a lot of heartache, and there was the theme of when things changed really, really quickly, there was a real sense of betrayal is what it is, betrayal, heartache, all that kind of stuff. And then on the right side of your energy body, I'm seeing you feeling, looking up into the air, and it's a lot of, looks like mental energetic static that was around there, and it looks like the energy split down the center, like here you are in a place that's like heaven, or it looks like heaven, and then there's a lot of mental energy around there as far as mental energetic static. Were you feeling that?
Yes, I was.
It was a lot of male energy, and part of it has to do with this energetic grid that dropped down, but it's going to be 8 weeks Wednesday. There's a real feminine energy there. So as Hawaii literally is taking it in, getting itself unbalanced, I'm watching the male energy within everybody, and especially it looks like this staticky mental grid that was around the earth that got into too much mind and too much male energy, to be honest, is really getting balanced, because Hawaii is a very feminine energy. And so it's really correcting of the grids, and that would be in the energetic air. You're very sensitive, and never mind it going in, and you had connections to there in the ancient past. And I've seen this before. I went to Ireland on my honeymoon, and I went into places, and some parts of it I was like in heaven, and I felt my heart open, and I felt like home. I was giving my husband directions, and I'm not good with directions, first of all. And second of all, I've never been to Ireland. I was able to figure myself around. And then other parts I went, and I felt like I was going to die, or I had this looming feeling, just like you said. It was like, and I was terrified, and my husband was picking up on it too. And then I look back, it was when we had whole lifetimes there together and both individually. So part of it you could call a soul retrieval energy, which is really wonderful. And the other part, again, it opened up the right side of your own energy field, and especially in the mental level, so this mental field, and it's clearing out old restrictive energy that feels, again, like anywhere where the island felt like it was in restriction, in jail, enclosed, and just having this grid around it, which looks very metal. And so that metal is, just think of melting into this silver energy, and the more it allows it to go in the silver, the more it'll feel different. And I've had other clients that are super sensitive that have been to Hawaii that are picking up on the same thing the last couple of weeks. And so it's interesting that you picked up on it so much. I'm also seeing, as far as I keep on, mixed communication. Was there literally communication problems as far as people with cell phones, computers, radio stuff? Are people talking about that?
Well, we experienced computer problems. My husband has to work and be connected, and so there was a little bit of static in that respect, too, but we kind of shut stuff off and turn it on all the time.
Okay. Well, what's interesting is that I'm seeing of confirmation of the energy grids that are working now through August, through the whole island, is that people are going to be noticing, again, more communication issues, and that even includes radio stations and that kind of thing. It's kind of interesting, but it makes sense. When a grid is being cleared, it could affect the emotions, I mean, the communication of it, because it's clearing it. So part of that, it was a grounding thing. And actually, do you feel still nauseous at times when you think of it? Because when I go to the right side of your, again, third and second chakra, it looks like this hazy, wavy energy is going down.
I can still recognize that if I put my attention on it, I can go right there, because it was so strong.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I can still recognize it.
Well, on the left side, right behind your back, I see the energy of the goddess Pili coming in, and she comes in with that strong volcano energy, and as she moves in behind you, if it resonates with you, I'd call on her energy, or anybody that feels very fiery and mountain energy. Goddess energy is very balancing for you, because when I put that mountain right behind your side, your whole body went, and it opened up big time. And so, yeah, definitely. And did you go to the mountain? Did you go to the energies of Pili?
I really felt that that was a part of it.
I definitely am seeing that. So part of that, again, it goes back to old lifetimes that definitely had connections, again, with that Pili energy. And we could go on and on about what that meant. But it's taking the mountain, just the Pili energy, just turned into this beautiful mountain that's moved right behind your back. It's going right to the it's like a beautiful hand that's on the back of your energy heart chakra, which will clear out old grief, ancient grief, and then I'm watching your whole base getting wider, your foundational energy. So, again, there's a theme of you went there for soul retrieval, major soul retrieval, that's going to continue to recalibrate your energy well into August, and it's also going to work on your husband. And then I see you having really powerful lucid dreams and having further, like, ahas with it. So that's where you are taking the whole trip and working with that in a very proactive way. And it's a perfect example, Tanya, for how much we all store energy in our, we're walking databases in a way within our energy field, and the energies that are coming down are allowing us to clear out these old ancient patterns. And the more we clear out with them, the more we ground our energy, the more we make these profound shifts. And that's what I'm watching happening through your body, especially through August, because then you look like you turn into the mountain, and that's a really wonderful energy to merge with. So good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, this is fabulous, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep
really
up the good work. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful with you. Your dreams are going to be dreams/ in your meditations. They're going to be very, very active, and intuition blowing open. It's your returning of the gifts that you've had then. And so your hands could get very hot. You could have the celestial heat where the body gets all hot, and it's not a hot flash. It's a celestial heat download. All of that's going to be going on for you. So that's wonderful. So keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We probably have time for just one more call if you want to call into the show, but we are going to run off to a quick break. And, Carrie, I'll let you do that.
All right. We're going to go off. You'll listen to Carrie O'Connor Show. Wait a minute. Go off to the quick break. We'll be back in a few.
I saw you in my dream. We were walking hand in hand on a white sandy beach of Hawaii.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction?
Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy free.
Welcome back to Carol Connor Show, and we're taking your phone calls to the top of the hour, and we have a phone on the Marla on the line, right, Benny?
We do. We actually have one spot available that's open before the end of the show, too, if you'd like to call in. So now's your opportunity. But we will take Marla first from San Francisco. She has some possible changes in the finances area, and she wants to know, is it possible for her to move on at this moment? So, Marla, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up? Hello. Hello, are you there, Marla? Hello. Hey, Marla.
Oh, here I am. Yeah, here I am.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, finances. Yes.
Job and finances, you're saying, Marla?
Yes,
Marla,
she is. Yeah.
Job finances? Okay. Well, Marla, the first thing I'm seeing is when I go right into your second chakra, which is all about finances, it looks like a symbolic jellyfish is like latched onto your second chakra. So what we're doing is clearing that off. And think of the jellyfish as symbolic of emotions and especially old emotions. And when I clear it off, I look at these adhesions that are on your energy field that are, again, through your emotional body. Think of your emotional body lies on our physical body, and that when there is an energetic adhesions, I know that it's affecting the ability to bring in abundance. And part of the theme has to do with old wounds. It has to do with worthiness and being able to feel that it really goes through strong messages on your dad's side of feeling in this lifetime you came in here to learn worth and entitlement, and that you're clearing out those old patterns that has restriction when it comes into worth, and really has, I see like a small tiara on your head, which represents like this energy of you. There's only enough, or there's just this enough. You can't ask for any more. Lack and scarcity, belief in lack and scarcity, or believing that the rugs could get pulled out underneath you. And that has deep patterns that are profoundly, a lot of people are affected by the Great Depression. Anybody alive is actually affected by our Great Depression. And even if it's something that our grandparents or great-grandparents experienced it, on the energetic collective grids, it affects us all. And the great news is that right now, especially through this year of 2012, we're having the ability to release those collective cellular memories. And in some people's energy fields, like your own, Marla, they affect people more than others. And so what we're doing is literally doing an energy balance and clearing off those adhesions that are holding into the old thought patterns that have to do with, again, lack, scarcity, fear of lack and scarcity, and I'm not good enough, and also why do bad things happen to good people. And like I'm watching you look at a cup, a champagne cup that you're holding up, saying that, and that you're represents your worth, but then it looks like this gold liquid is just dripping down. So we're turning on the faucet of that gold liquid, filling up that cup, and actually having your cup cut over, and that means really having that energy go into your third, second, and first chakra, where I just put this chalice into those energy fields, and then I put the fluid, the golden energy, as the cup fills over, and that means filling all of your foundational energies with that gold energy. We're doing more of a balancing, and that will be able to really help your energy feel supported, because I just watched this U-shape form behind you, and that U-shape represents feeling supported by your behind your back, like somebody or something's got your back, because the energy, you can contract your energy, and you feel like not feeling supported by the universal energies, and that goes into really old patterns, as we're speaking about.
And as you feel, again, the support behind you, you want to literally in meditation or before you get up to any kind of interview or any kind of money, you want to feel, sense, or imagine this big hand behind your heart, and this heart is pulsing, and you feel this support. Feel guides and angels behind you, not your parents. We want to put our guides and angels behind us because that literally gives us our energy. We go to the guides and angels to get download information versus our generational patterns, which always represent a lot of pain and suffering. And as you continue to flip this around and turn this around over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, it's going to really open up your ability to receive, to take in money, to change your finances, and you're clearing out old patterns that started when you, by the time you're 2 years old. Because I see 2 to 4 years old in this incarnation in particular, there was a crack in your energetic financial history and your family history, and that really affected the emotions of the house. Because I'm watching this water fill up the hole on the floor, and then there's all these energetic messages of the floor is slippery, meaning my foundation energy doesn't feel safe, so I got to be protective. And then I'm watching you put yourself in a corner to protect yourself. It's like a energetic defense mechanism you learned at a young age. And this year in particular, we have the ability, just as we were talking about with Tanya, of clearing out these old patterns that go really, really deep. And as you continue to feel the support, it's going to churn the finances. It's like there's a part of your energy defenses that doesn't want to be seen or got the messages to be invisible or to not be seen or don't take enough or, you know, you could only have a little bit. And that energetically will, like, make your, imagine the wings get expanded, and then you feel like you get your wings get clipped. And those wings represent the left and right side of your energy field, your ability to give and receive life force, opportunities, money. And this is all about balancing that left and right side of your body, grounding down into the earth, because part of your grounding cords look like they're frayed. So when we get burnt out and we feel fear, it frays our energetic grounding cords. That's why I always talk about daily energy exercises, making it a discipline, making it a habit, even if we have to start with putting Post-its on our alarm clock when we first wake up, on our mirror when we're brushing our teeth and showering in the morning, and on the refrigerator when we go out the door. We want to put those reminder signs for us to be balanced, to be do any kind of energy exercise that's going to help you with grounding and, again, feel supported. The more you do that, the more it clears out those little patterns. I've been saying a lot this show in particular about the energetic static that we could get. It's like static when a radio station goes all staticky. Our energy signals can either be staticky or they could be crystal clear, and we want them to be crystal clear, and especially when you work on manifesting. The more clear you are, the more you're in that receiving posture. So, again, the next 2 days, 2 weeks, look for the 222s. That means it's a sign for you that many things are changing. Down to the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, you're literally clearing out those patterns of the 2 to 4 year old. You've given her a solid foundation, and that will reflect in your outside world, and you'll be able to take in more money, more abundance, more opportunities, and not only in the money department, but also self-esteem, self-worth. Looks like you're a butterfly that's coming out of a cocoon. That cocoon has been your defense home, but then the cocoon is time to get out of. It doesn't have nurturing anymore in it, and it hasn't for 2 years. So you could have felt this energy of shifting for the last 2 years, and now there's a part of experience in the physical, and now you're clearing yourself out of it. And then I'm watching you look at your energetic wings, and they look like there's a lot of blue and gold coming in there. So think of that. Blue represents the feminine energy. It's like clears out our worry and our pains, and the gold is golden opportunities coming in for yourself. And so being open to it, and again, when you feel your mind going back to past emotions, especially when I see those adhesions and I see that they're big, I know that your body could go back to getting into the fears. You want to stop it. You want to literally stamp your foot down when you go into fears. It breaks that energetic cycle and pattern that's within your energy field, and you're laying down a new one. Like saying, I am safe is a good affirmation for you to say. But the world provides for me. The God provides for me, whatever that means to you. I'm balanced in the giving and receiving part of my body, and feel yourself feeling that flow. Do a lot of infinity eights over your body. I give out free energy exercises. This is for everybody. If you want the free energy exercises, email union1111@yahoo.com, and that's anybody is welcome to have that. And then you could take them and then use them, because I know many of my clients take them and they lose them or they don't use them, and you want to get into a good habit of using them. And there's a lot of techniques that are out there that that help balance, and the biggest thing is to get into a discipline, a habit of using them. And so that will really help you, Marla.
Yeah, Marla, thanks. Hopefully that was a great reading by Carrie, and we unfortunately had to let her go, Carrie, because her phone was being a little bit fussy with us, so she got the reading off air, so hopefully that works out for you, Marla, and in lovely San Francisco. And Carrie, we have a couple of minutes left in the show, so if you have anything else to wrap up for today, now's the opportunity.
Yes, as we said for one of the callers, that today it's the full moon with an eclipse, and so everyone's going to be feeling. And so what you want to do is work with the energy. As I said before, the eclipse intensifies all the energy. So we could either feel that intensity as tension, and we could contract our energy and get really in this defensive posture, or we can feel this intensity as a birthing process, as we're reconnecting, realigning, and really work with it. And the full moon, again, gives an opportunity of closing. And so you want to think of anything you want to close off, because this allows new beginnings. Anywhere in your life that's the ending of a cycle, bring on those new beginnings. And that guy heard my music, so that means we're going to close off this show. We'll be back with you next week, and may you align with the divine.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.